ගරු රවුෆ් හකිම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 9ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
බිස්මිල්ලා රහ්මාන් රහීම්. Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, the government has today brought in regulations to force exporters to convert their export proceeds into dollars, and this has been seen as a panic action by the government to contain the depreciation of the rupee, which is happening in such fast process. I have many matters to comment on that, but then before coming to that, I would like to deal with some of the urgent matters, because today they are also passing the Essential Services Act, some of the regulations, to give effect to decisions taken by the government. In that regard, now continuing with the emergency is an issue regarding which we have been protesting for a long time. And this has now become a norm. The government seems to be continuing to extend the emergency for their own parochial purposes. This has to be discontinued, and this has to be discontinued at least from next month. Therefore, having said that, I would like to now refer to a statement made by the minister in charge of the media, our chief whip of the government. No decision to extend retirement age of judges, minister says. Amidst controversy over reports of extension of retirement age of judges, cabinet spokesman minister Nalinda Jayathirtha said yesterday, the government has not taken any decision, claiming that there has been no discussion on the matter within the government. This is not a denial for totally. It is only saying that so far we have not decided. But then there is serious doubts among the public, many organizations, particularly the Bar Association of Sri Lanka and now the High Court Lawyers Association, all have issued a statement warning the government against this unnecessary attempt to increase the retirement age of judges. Now, apart from that, because we are all bound by what our Bar Association says, we are all members of the Bar Association, but then now, I would like to take on another issue, be that as it may. Now, there are four existing vacancies in the Court of Appeal, four vacancies in the Supreme Court. For the last 6 months, the President has failed his constitutional duty to nominate judges for promotion from High Court to the Court of Appeal, from Court of Appeal to the Supreme Court. By denying these promotional rights of the judges, undue pressure is being brought upon the judges. What will happen? Now, this very president, when he was in the opposition, when previous presidents failed to gazette the names decided on by the Constitutional Council, he made a big protest. There were several times he spoke about this very vociferously in the House. Now, when he has become president, he is not nominating the names. Very clearly, now Article 21, in the 21st Amendment, provision was made to prevent presidents from delaying decisions taken by the Constitutional Council. Now he's doing the reverse. Now he's not nominating the names.
Worse.
Now this is much worse. And as a consequence, now even our fundamental rights are impacted. Because we as litigants or lawyers or public, now our right to expeditious disposal of cases is being impacted by the delay in appointing judges to the superior courts. And moreover, you are frustrating the judges who have served for years in the judiciary. What happens to the minor judiciary and the others? There are heavy concern among the judiciary about this extending the retirement age. That's a different issue. That will block their path. That will deprive many people's rights to get on to the bench or the superior bench. Now, High Court judges now will wait their chances, because in expectation of being promoted, right, there will be undue pressure will be brought upon them. This is a way in which very deliberately, very deliberately, constitution is being violated by the president. Therefore, I've been speaking with some of the opposition members. We had to get together and write to the speaker of the Constitutional Council. Now, there the speaker has to act according to the wishes of the members of parliament. It is our wish that the president immediately nominates these names. Why is he delaying it unduly? For several months now, this undue delay has caused unnecessary frustration among the judicial ranks in the country. Several high court judges are waiting to be promoted, and then there are several court of appeal judges wanting to get onto the Supreme Court bench. This is life after lifelong service, they are being denied their due right to be promoted. On top of it, even the Attorney General Department senior officers expecting to be promoted to one of the superior courts or the high courts will also be denied. So there again, pressure is being brought by such inaction. This inaction is a deliberate inaction by the president, which is a constitutional violation. And therefore, we urge that this House takes note of our protest regarding this undue delay in nominating judges to the superior benches of the courts. Now, both four vacancies in the Supreme Court, four vacancies in the Court of Appeal. This is a very serious matter. Huh? Of course, you will come and say, well, we are not going to extend the age of the retirement age of the judges. That's not the issue here. Issue is, yes, whom are you? You are waiting to wait until some preferred person is eligible to get on to the bench to be promoted. So you are picking and choosing people to be promoted. And by that, you are unduly bribing the judiciary of the country. Interference with the judiciary.
Yes.
And then I would like to refer to a small other matter. Now, the Minister of Justice recently had said that he is going to bring in amendments to the Prevention of Terrorism Act. Trastavadi Valakmi Panata Navata Aluting Alut Panata. අපි අධිකරණ ඇමතුමා කියලා තියෙනවා මේක හරියට ඉඟුරු දීලා මිරිස් ගත්තා වගේ වැඩක් once again we are going to bring another act. I am sure that will be much more draconian than the existing act. That is how the Attorney General's Department, the Police Department behave, because they have got used to working under the PTA. Therefore, the investigative power or the efficiency, both of the police department and the attorney general department, have been retarded by continuing with this draconian legislation. That apart, now today I see in the Tamil papers news regarding Prabhakaranin Mahan Padukolai. Channel 4 Amanapadam Poyhurukhradu. Britain ulle lenge vaalu yur sthanikaram, sthanikaram nirahharikradu. Now, there is an unnecessary panic now among the government ranks about this Channel 4 killing fields new episode is to be broadcast tonight. Now, this is regarding they are saying that there is an expectation that the killing of Balachandran, Prabhakaran's son, which was seen in many photographs, where he was seen having meals in a bunker, and suddenly he was seen, his body is seen with a bullet wound. Now, regarding the treatment of minors during war, whether it was a terrorist son or not. Now, what happened to Rohan Vijayveera? He was killed in a similar fashion, but his children and family were saved. Government let them live in protection.
That was
the day in which this government treated Mr. Rohan Vijayveera's family after having killed him. Of course, this government, after having come to power, they have forgotten about their past leader. They will have their Irumaha Virudhinaya and then celebrate all that. But then they have forgotten. Ilmaha Virudhinaya. They have forgotten all that. But then what is happening? What happened? Even Zahran's daughter was saved. Right? They didn't kill Zahran's daughter. Right? But then why do you have to kill Prabhakaran's daughter? Now, if it has happened, I'm not saying it has happened, but if it has happened, why not we inquire into it? And that is a
அது உண்மையிலேயே இந்த போர்க்காலத்தில் இப்படியான போர்க்குற்றம் ஒன்று நடந்திருக்குமாக இருந்தால், பிரபாகருடைய மகன் கொலை உண்டிருப்பாராக இருந்தால், கொலை செய்யப்பட்டிருப்பாராக இருந்தால் அது விசாரிக்கப்பட்டாக வேண்டும், அது யுத்த குற்றமாக கருதப்பட வேண்டும் என்பதுதான் என்னுடைய நிலைப்பாடு என்று சொல்லி நான் என்னுடைய உரையை நிறைவு செய்கிறேன். நன்றி.